Today's daf is Masechet Brachot, daf Yud Daled. There's a halacha at the end of Amud Beis that if you recite Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin while you're saying the Shema, that's made Edu Sheker Al Atzmo. Person is giving a false testimony about themselves. Rav Kook beautifully explains the reason behind this, that when a person says Shema without connecting it to the actions that are expressed in the words of Shema, it's simply a theoretical idea. But acting on the words by putting on the tefillin, that's an actualization or concretization of the ideas contained in the Parsha of Shema. And this would be a truthful testimony, an edut ne'amana. One could perhaps extend this idea to all the concepts that are mentioned in Shema. For example, saying, v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha b'chol v'chavchol nafshecha, but a person doesn't actually go out and actualize the meaning of v'ahavtas Hashem lekecha, loving Hashem, and like the Rambam says, to cause other people to love Hashem, that's maybe less of a physical testimony, but conceptually it's the same notion. Why don't Gazal say the same thing by tzitzis? The one who says Shema without wearing tzitzis is made Edu Sheker. It should be pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav actually does include tzitzis in the same category as tefillin, that you are made Edu Sheker if you don't wear tefillin. And many question this psak of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. One of the simple answers to this question about why Chazal didn't include it is that tefillin is an obligation to put on tefillin every day. Whereas tzitzis, one is only obligated if you're wearing a four-corner garment. Once you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you have to put tzitzis strings on the garment. But there's no obligation to go out and to buy tzitzis. That's something that we are encouraged to do. But it's only if you're wearing the four-corner garment. Therefore, it's a different rule than by tefillin. One final point. We mentioned Rashi, and also in the lines just before this point in the Gemara, we have the story of Rav, which says, Mashi yade, Rav Mashi yade, v'kar kri shema anach tefillin, umatzli. So he washed his hands, he read Shema, and then he put on tefillin, and then he davened. So interesting enough, we mentioned the Rashi a few days ago in Parshat Balak, that the Jewish people are compared to lions pouncing to grab the mitzvah. And the order Rashi gives is Talis Shema, and then Tefillin. There are other printed versions that have this corrected, which is probably the right version, but there are many who quote, B'Shem L'Chozem L'Blin, that if one intends to later put on Tefillin, that's okay. And the proof for this, from our Gemara, which also compares this activity to bringing a Zevach without Nesachim, or bringing a Mincha, bringing an Ola without a Mincha, right, which is, but if you look in the Gemara Menachos, it says very clearly that if you bring the Zevach one day and later on bring the Nesachim, you're Yotze. So Lemaisa, this halacha emphasizes the importance of carrying out the words of Torah with actions in this world, and that Rashi could be that it works. And we see that Rav, the Gemara there answers, the Mishnah Berurah actually paskins that since made Edu Sheker is only a Derabanan, but Zman Kriya Shema, like the Gemara says, Rav was worried that he'd miss out on the Zman Kriya Shema. That's Doraisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings, if you don't know that you're going to get tefillin, you should say Shema, even if you don't have tefillin.